Yeah, I hope he's okay with me sharing, which I'm sure it is, just because of how warm our fans have been to him and supported him through his years of being here as a Gopher. But Casey O'Brien had his three-month scan, which is back-to-back three-month scans that are clean. And I think that's really important for everybody to know. He announced it to the team today. He's so excited. I know right before we always have that day before meeting him and I before one of the scans. And it is a very nerve-wracking meeting. It's real. It's pure. His emotions and how he feels come pouring out. And so he's clean. So it's a wonderful day in Gopher football and Gopher land right now, just with Casey O'Brien having clean scans.
How much has he been able to be around the team during this time, Coach?
A lot. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I don't make those decisions, but he wasn't around us very much early. Now with the rapid testing, he's around the team and on the team every day. And he's, you know, everybody's been taking the proper protocols inside our building. He's holding. He's doing a great job with that. And you know, following all the protocols and mandates that we have in place. But he's doing great. And he's got a smile on his face every day. His hair is looking good. So we're happy for him.
And the clean scan day is a great day. Like you mentioned, the announcement is always part of it. Yeah, a friend of mine works with his dad, you know, coaching high school football. And it's even an announcement over there because everybody at the academy is invested in Casey's story as well. So everybody knows when the scans are coming up, like you said, Coach, that day before, it's nerve-wracking and it's tense and everybody, it's on everybody's mind. So when he can come in or his dad can come in and deliver that news, pretty good moment when the news is right, like you mentioned.
Yeah, it's a huge moment because we've all been around him in those meetings where the scans come back and they're not clean. And you just see the response and the fight and the passion to be able to overcome it again and the resolve. But you also see the grief and you also see the fear and you also see, you know, the stages of that. So we're so excited for him. We're going to take it day by day like we always have with him. And he's going to take it every day. But yesterday was a celebratory day and we're really, really excited for him and his family.
And you think about the lift I think the team gives him too, right? I mean, when you go back to the time last year and what an inspiration he was, almost all the time when you ask him about it, he would flip the switch almost and say, I'm here because the team has given me a reason to keep pushing forward. So, you know, it's a pretty cool give and take. The team feeds from him, and I know he feeds from the team.
You know, and even when you're dealing with the COVID-19 situation and, you know, every doctor, you know, in the building and every trainer, they're so careful with Casey, rightfully so. But they also, you know, get together and talk about, you know, let's not forget what football does for that young man. Let's not forget what that football has helped him overcome and being able to have football in his life and having the culture in his life and being able to have his teammates in his life. I know that there's a medical part of this, but there's also this relationship, this human factor that can help people beat diseases and give them hope, give them inspiration, give them that extra strength that they need, give that them optimistic point of view. And Casey's a great example of that. So our doctors did all, I'm not a doctor, but they did all the right things, keeping him out for so long, protecting him. But I think everybody understands, too, is that there's also this human element of a young man who's beat cancer numerous times, not only because elite doctors and elite treatments and what he's been able to do to commit to that, but also the human side of that, that been able to be able to help him get through that.
On the human side, Coach, how has it been? We've talked a lot about how 2020 has impacted how you've done everything, you know, on a day-to-day basis, on a month-to-month basis. But I'm curious, with the serving and giving portion of the program, specifically even going to Masonic Children's Hospitals, we all know kind of who's allowed in, who's allowed out. That's such a huge part for both Heather and you and obviously Casey as well to go back and visit kids and visit families and things like that. What adjustments have you been able to make to make sure that you're still connecting with those same people that are in the hospital right now, the ones that you would see, you know, on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis?
Yeah, you're doing a lot of things through Zoom. You know, you're doing a lot of things on the phone. Our players had a chance to go over to an elementary school yesterday on their day off and wear masks and still interact and do things, but from a distance. But the hospital is a little bit more difficult because there's only so many of people allowed. The certain people are allowed inside there and certain numbers. So you got to do a lot of things virtually. But, you know, there's not a lot of galas. There's not a lot of fundraisers live anymore. So you got to find new, unique ways of doing that. You know, I'm proud of Heather for putting out her, you know, her clothing line, of what she's been able to do with that to raise money. You know, for the Children's Hospital, for the Row the Boat Fund, and it's been, and the Ronald McDonald House. So you've got to find creative ideas and ways to be able to still do those things, and to feed the charities and feed the organizations, but also invest into the children. So a lot of Zoom things.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that as well, in terms of some of those hospital visits, because Casey's been, well, and the whole team really has been involved with a lot of people where it's not just show up in the room for 30 seconds and, you know, give them you guys have those cool little coins and the medals and all that stuff. I mean, there are some friendships and some relationships that have evolved into time away from the hospital and FaceTiming and all that stuff. And so it's good that there's some of this technology that's allowing people to stay connected during this time.
Yeah, I think you even got to show Rashad Bateman that, you know, has a relationship with Braxton and got a chance to be able to do that and interact. They both put that out there on social media. You know, and I think that that's what you're talking about, that human element that we're all missing. You know, when you're all working from home, you're all doing virtual things. I mean, think about these kids in the hospital right now. I mean, they can have one visitor, right, and then that's pretty much it. And you're thinking about all the people who used to come in and see them, whether Adam Thielen or Kyle Rudolph or the Gophers or our men's basketball team, women's basketball team, the Minnesota Wild or the Minnesota Lynx or, you know, Minnesota United. Everybody was coming in, right? And all of a sudden that halts and stops. And again, that human element we're all talking about, we have to continue to keep finding ways to be able to do things like that virtually. And hopefully we can get back to that, so that piece of normal interaction at some point, in the near future.